Okay, and that's going?
Hey, I got your truck running. I wrote your truck.
You were here.
96.
Oh, all right, we're almost.
To you guys over the summer.
Oh, yeah, my dad.
We threw the transmission. We're having fun with your tail lights and your headlights and all sorts.
Need a bigger hammer.
Sorry, it's my fault.
All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hey guys, we're started.
Sorry.
Well,
doing well. How about you?
Good.
I didn't hear the question.
Thanks for asking. Okay. Approval meeting from last month. The same thing. It was on the website. It's there. It's really.
I make a motion to approve.
It's transcribed.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Yeah. Okay. Everybody signed in and put their business card in the box. Hey.
Hi. Hi.
It's coffee and cookies over there.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, all right, 45-second business pitches. Where do we start here? Stephanie, you're first.
She just did not it. Did you not see that?
Oh,
I did. She's going all around.
Right up here at 1020 Riverside Drive, and I also
backups for pertinent data, pertinent information, as well as high-quality compatible packages, and a business-level antivirus. Anything computers or networks, let me know. Chris Nelson.
Scott? No?
Michael, he's doing it. He's
looking
okay.
All right, good.
All right.
You can do it.
I'm co-owner of what? I called you Scott. So,
that's because he's Scott.
Yeah.
At least you're getting someone's name.
Co-owner of Columbus Planning Payment Services, part of the main area, and we're doing residential, commercial, interior, exterior, power washing, sheetrock repairs, staining, all sorts of painting. So, give us a call.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bethany Terranova. We have Liquidation Lady. We buy and sell liquidated merchandise. You can find our current inventory on our Facebook marketplace group, Liquidation Lady.
Nice.
I don't know.
Okay, I guess I'll go. I'm next in line. I am Sarah James King, co-owner of Solid Cleaning and Painting Services. I do the cleaning aspect and everything admin, customer service, stuff that husbands do not do. So give us a call for cleaning and painting. We are ramping up both aspects, booking, painting, out into early May at this point. So give us a call to get on the schedule.
Hi, I'm Missy DeRozier. My husband owns J&J Construction Excavation. If you need anybody to dig dirt or anything like that, that's the guy you want to call. And I am the girl that you go on winning with, in case for those of you who don't know me, so reach out and we'll go on winning. But you gotta sign up on the website. Please. Yeah, dig dirt. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Hi, David Delphi. I work at Bank Hometown here in Thompson. I'm here if you have any needs, checking accounts from that to business credit cards to small business loans, whether you need to buy equipment or, you know, whatever you need for the business. Come see me and we can talk about how I can help you.
I use them all the time. It's fantastic. Yeah. It gets them through everything.
Dave, we get the small engine repair, fix lawnmowers, re-wrappers, chainsaws, generators, anything of that such, and that's pretty much it.
What, no slogan?
My daughter does it all for me. My name's Kim Hashi, and I own Simply Soap. So we make homemade soaps and bath bombs and lip balms. We do a lot of the farmers markets on Saturdays and Thursdays in Putnam. And we have a Facebook, and we're working on a website now.
Tier Pan, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. I'm here for you rather than as a member of TBA. So as always, if you have any questions, you can always ask me. I will either give you the actual answer, or I will make something up that seems
right. She just does a phenomenal job. She's like the word queen.
I'm Jerry Kettle, Stumpy Dawn. If you have a stump that needs to be ground, you may call. Thanks. Okay. Back up here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm Phil Castrozzi with Sight and Sound Tech Solutions for all the tech that you don't get. Just call me. We do everything from new TVs, home theater, security systems, smart thermostats, a lot of church work, audio, video. I'm doing a couple big churches now, and pretty much there's not much I've turned down. But anyway, yeah, please give me a call if you have any questions. If you're just concerned about something, I'm thinking about buying this. You know, I'm here. A lot of times you go out and buy something that's new tech, you're not sure what. You know, give me a call. Let me know. I'll be able to help you, guide you what to buy. And usually you end up being a lot more happy and a lot more satisfied.
So, you know? And then that sorry, just in that case, I bought a TV through Dave, Phil. And he came in and he installed the whole thing and everything else, and it didn't have an earplug thing to hook up my speaker. He researched it for a week, found one, took the old one off, put the new one on. I mean,
goes above and beyond.
Nice. Thank you. Okay, back up here.
Hi, I'm Vicki Julian Hughes. I'm with Primerica Financial Services. My lovely husband, Bob Hughes. We work together to help educate people when it comes to finance, helping them to learn how to get out of debt years sooner, how to properly protect their income, how to do investments, and a whole lot more. Our office is in Millbury, Mass.
Good. Thank you.
Matt? Hey, I'm Howard, by an underground sand shop in Charlton, Mass. Your one-stop shop for all your signage needs, from vehicle lettering, t-shirts, yard signs, business cards. You need it, I can do it. Thank you.
I like my banner.
Awesome.
Thank you. Hey everyone, here we are. Of your PhD LLC, Custom Website Design and Development. 21 years in the business, and going strong. We design and develop customized websites for search engine visibility. We do blog writing, ongoing maintenance, support, print design, you name it. Visit Phil's brand new website at siteanddesigntechsolutions.com and visit my website at yourpagetoday.com to learn more. We're always on the same page.
That was really good, Julie.
Brian. Brian Casino of BTech Services. I do mostly auto interior repair. This is return of lease season, so I have a few of those to do. Instead of paying the $500 damage fee, I fix the burns that you made in your seats and carpets. I also chair our Economic Development Commission in town. And and by the way, if you haven't signed up, we have a sign-up sheet over yonder.
How's that done? Okay, and I'm Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of TDC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you love to be in. We do kitchen and bath renovations, like full home remodels, additions, and outdoor living spaces. And we use LIDAR technology to come in and take a scan of your current room or house, whatever the case may be, and then import that into our computer, move it around, change it, make it the way you want it, show you photorealistic 3D renderings before we ever sign a contract to start work. So that's about that. Anybody, did we miss anybody? Good, everybody good? Phil's here we go.
I have a family birthday party at 6 o'clock, so
my mindset, my presentation. You guys in this cable are going to have to move because the projector is aimed right at that wall. It's not affecting it, so you're good, but I don't know if it's okay with you. Okay, so sorry about the impromptu screen here. I thought we would be in the other room like we were last month, but they kicked us out at the last minute, so I brought my own projector, and that's not too bad, though, anyway. So mindset matters. What mindset with your own personal mindset, and then how that affects your business. Is what we're talking about tonight. So growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. What is your dominant mindset? How does your mindset impact your employees? And how can you manage your mindset? Fixed mindset. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. Okay, sorry. Okay, so organizational mindset. fixed mindset. Examples: distrust of leadership, higher turnover, no support for taking risks, supervisors less likely to give honest evaluations, corner cutting and cheating when no one is watching, reluctance to train or help others. Growth mindset: greater trust of leadership, higher commitment and loyalty, support for innovative risk-taking. Supervisors more likely to support and build up future leaders. Acknowledgement and ownership at all levels, and better teamwork and collaboration. So, fixed mindset, you believe that their basic quality, a person with a fixed mindset tends to believe that their basic qualities are set in stone and you can't do much to change them. While a person with a growth mindset believes that cherished qualities and abilities can be cultivated through purposeful engagement. So for this example, we're going to call Frank and Grace. Frank's got a fixed mindset. Grace has a growth mindset. So Frank, and when it comes to ability, believes he's a natural born leader. When it comes to learning, the need to learn threatens his perception as a natural leader. Effort believes that effort means you are not a natural leader. And failure considers failure a label. Demotivated by failure, he becomes opposed to risk taking. Grace, on the other hand, when it comes to ability, believes she can learn to lead, loves to learn, values effort as a vehicle to develop abilities, considers failure a lesson, eager to try again and apply new strategies. Okay, so what is your mindset? So this is where the paper comes in, and we're going to go through them one at a time. If I am particularly smart in a given subject, I shouldn't have to work hard at it. True or false?
Oh.
You just circle it on your paper and we'll go through the whole thing. I like to try things that are challenging, even if I am bad at them. True or false? I'm just going to kind of buzz through them. If I'm going too fast, let me know. When I lose, I feel like a loser. True or false? It doesn't bother me.
Situational.
Sure, APA. Thank you. Absolutely. It doesn't bother me if my coworkers see me make mistakes. True or false? I tend to quit something when it gets difficult or frustrating. True or false? I don't mind making mistakes because they help me learn. True or false? If you're not naturally good at something, you never will be. True or false? Anyone can learn something if they work hard at it. True or false? Natural talent is much more important than effort. True or false? And last but not least, it is counterproductive to expect perfection. True or false? And so then, after you get them all circled, you add up the ones that are in red. How many did you answer true? The red questions did you answer true? And how many blue questions did you answer true? And if you have more odd or red questions true, then you have a fixed mindset. And if you have more even or blue questions answered true, then you have a growth mindset. I felt the same way the first time I did it. I put in the middle on a couple of them.
I know.
But I think
I'm in the middle on some cases.
Yeah,
but I picked the better answer as far as
I think it's okay to be in the middle. You just have, you don't score them at all, right?
Right.
And then managing mindset. Personal mindset. How do you manage your mindset? Watch your inner circle. Are you surrounding yourself with other growth-minded people? If you're around a bunch of people that are fixed-minded, then you're going to likely be fixed-minded yourself.
keep negative self-talk in check. I love this one because are you allowing your inner roommate to talk down to you? This is my coach taught me this, right? Like the negative person in your head that's always talking shit to you, telling you you can't do it and all this shit. Like imagine if that was your roommate and was sitting on the couch next to you. What would you do? You would probably knock him out, right? Like, so don't let the guy in your head talk shit to you. Like that's no good. Personal development. Read books, hire a coach, take courses. Organizational mindset in your business. Present skills as learnable. Convey that the organization values learning and perseverance over innate genius or talent. Hire managers with a zest for teaching and learning. Train managers to understand why a growth mindset will benefit them, their employees, and their organization. Give examples of others who have cultivated significant change via coaching and practice. And then, bonus, four steps towards working towards a growth mindset. Embrace your fixed mindset. We all have it. There's no getting rid of it. There's only limiting its frequency and control. Become aware of your fixed mindset triggers. When do you apply a fixed mindset to yourself or others? Observe these moments without judgment. What does your fixed mindset say to you? Name your fixed mindset. That's right. Give it a name. For the sake of this presentation, let's name your fixed mindset Frank. Educate Frank. Listen, Frank, I know you're just looking out for me, but asking my boss for honest feedback will help me, and I'm going to challenge this one. Or whatever that says down there. Challenge myself on this one. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Huh?
You made that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not 100% original, but I made it.
Chose to call them. This was for the last one. And I haven't checked our mail for this month yet. I'll know by next Wednesday if we have any new businesses for April. That's all I have for right now.
Treasurer's report. I checked in with Sandy right before the meeting. She's like up to her eyeballs in taxes for the next 4 days. So she said as soon as she can get it done, she'll email it out to all of us and check out. Okay, Joanna, you're up.
I have a whole lot to report. We just, Chief just finished his largest fundraiser of the year, so we're kind of catching our breath before our next event, which we will be holding a festival in the spring for you, so more to come on that.
Okay, moving right along. Kira.
There's always new stuff. The contract to the sidewalks will be back at the end of the month to complete some punch list items, including adding a bus shelter and fixing the sidewalk in the hometown. That's going to flow into the improvement of the Lane Road intersection. We're going to tee that off so that it's safer. Genuinely safer, Gary. I know that you are skeptical of that. In terms of new things coming up, we are just about to get the 100% construction documents on the renovation for 65 Main, which was in the construction documents. As a reminder, were paid by local donations mostly and some other fundraising that we did. As soon as we have those in hand, we'll go out to bid on the various components of the renovation. Brian Santos and I are probably going to act as the GCs on that job and bid it out piece by piece so that we can try to get the best value out of it because our funds are limited. The most exciting piece of that project is that last week I finally received the contract from the USDA for my signature for the programming for the facility, which I sent back. And as soon as I have the countersigned copy back from the Fed, then that project begins. So that's essentially a 24-month development of the business plan, curricular plan, and anything I'm forgetting, essentially all the pieces that will make that small business support center work. That's going to require me to go out for one more round of funding, which is implementation funding. We're hopeful that we can get at least some of it going right away, but that's going to be really exciting, and this group will be one of the groups I'm coming to look for people to participate in that. The organizational partners and I are probably going to spend a few months, you know, figuring out the structure of the workshop, and then we'll probably be doing a 12-month monthly meeting sort of focus group thing to make sure that its final iteration serves the actual needs of the actual small business community of Thompson and the surrounding areas. So that's pretty exciting. And just today, I got some more positive grant news, but I can't share it until next week. So.
Sure you can. We won't tell anybody.
We signed the waiver when we came in here.
Yeah. It's good news, that's all. But and as always, if you have any questions, I'm happy to do my best to answer any questions that you guys have about what's going on.
Okay, cool. Any questions for Kara?
What's happening with the school, with St. Joe's? Is that gone through?
The special permit was approved for the conversion. So it's going to be, as far as I know, still going to be 40 units. It was always going to be, you know, between 35 and 40, depending on your final architectural, with 4 units set aside as an affordability threshold. I believe from the last time I spoke to one of the commercial realtors who's involved, they're close to closing with the diocese. The diocese is, of course, the world's original bureaucracy, so nothing really moves quickly there, but that's going to be super productive for the town and the neighborhood. So it was not a 100% frictionless process going through planning and zoning, but you know, very reasonable and amicable. People made comments, and it's a good project. It's going to be great.
And the bakery
Is that continuing to proceed forward?
Also approved. The hang-up there is that apparently there was a fuel tank that was taken out of the ground that nobody can find any record of.
Matt, your face is like priceless.
Super exciting, I know. Super exciting for everybody involved. So the individual who's going to be running this building in the end is going through the cost of having the phase 1, 2, 3 done. So they're going to get the environmentals done. And that's no small undertaking. That's thousands and thousands of dollars. But he's decided to go ahead and do it, but it's worth it to him.
Anybody else?
Ask me
anything.
Can we get new grass in my front yard? Because they hydro-seeded it, it's junk. Are they going to redo that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Where's your front yard?
You mean Riverside.
Where they put
all the new sidewalks in? I know that sounds petty.
That's on my list to ask them about the hydro-seed because
it was pointless.
Walk to work. And I have noticed quite a bit of the washout.
Yeah.
So they're coming back at the end of April, so I'll open that up.
But when the trucks go parked on the back street from Dunkin' Donuts, when the equipment was parked there, they like wrecked the whole curb. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I will bring that.
I parked there all the time with my daughter there. It's like a big piece of sidewalk on the road, and that's exactly where they like parked.
I think that road surface is aging out anyway. Everything I see about that was pretty bad, but I will call that.
Okay. Well, let's pave the town hall parking lot first.
I
am not a part of that decision-making process.
I just drive around.
All right. So we're moving on to the Economic Development Commission report, and I just want to say that most of you probably know about the 11th Village project. We've talked about it probably every month, but we just kind of glaze over it. We haven't gotten to really any details until this project is an Economic Development Commission project that's been going on for a few years, and it needs some love and some support. So we want to elaborate on the project here tonight and just get you guys to know more about it so that you can re-engage whether there's interest in the project or not, and if there's anybody who would be interested in helping move it along. So take it away, Brian.
Okay. Economic development. First of all, we're losing our reporting secretary in economic development. She gave her notice, just waiting for a replacement. So if you didn't know anybody. The four new businesses for last month were Grand Tree Care does tree removal, Inbound Up IO, they do advertising, and SAS. Fort Jones Farm, which is online retail, and KC Carpentry, they do light framing and finished carpentry. Those are the ones where instead of a mailing, Dan chose to call them, and he did. So if you know any of these people, talk to them about TBA, because they haven't reached out to us after being reached out from Dan. And our meeting the TBA last month after our meeting, we went to the Pit Stop Hub, which is one of our new members, and we let them know that we're here and we're supporting them. Now, on to the 11th Village. Like Dan said, we've been kind of glazing over this. It's important that you know why it's important to us on EDC. We in Thompson don't have a Main Street. You can't compare us to Putnam and all the businesses in Putnam and the peer pressure even to join a business association. We don't have that. We have 500 businesses in town. Most of them are like me, out of my truck or out of the garage or whatever. So you're not going to see them. You see LBs. You see Milltown, you see Pit Stop. Actually, Thompson people don't see Pit Stop because they don't think Quinnebog is part of Thompson. And Quinnebog people don't see Milltown Grill. I know because I've talked to people. The 11th Village was an idea to bring something to downtown Thompson. The 10, we were going to build 10 huts and they would all be based on historic buildings from Thompson's past. One was going to be the rendition of the train station from East Thompson, Pepin's grocery store from Fabian. This is all going to be done with a basic shed and some type of facade to mimic the old town feel. Now, this is going to get us away from a village mentality in that we can all work together, but yet we retain some of our historic village attitude, I guess. But I mean, we don't want to erase all of our heritage, but we are all one town, and it's hard for people to think that way. We would have the Belding Guardhouse representing Grosvenordale, Kenny's store from Mechanicsville, the Hose House for North Grosvenordale, Bowen's Tavern for Quantic, Railroad Station for Quinnebog, a bank for Thompson, Sacred Heart Church for West Thompson, and Keegan Mill for Wilsonville. So the plan would be to have 10 huts representing what we would call the 11 village. Recently, we've come into a little bit of a problem with vandalism. Twice, people have smashed the windows, they've pried open the doors. Part of it is because it's down there and forgotten. The plan is to have the 10 huts all along the chain link fence, along that walkway and opposite the gazebo. We would line them up. We would use them during community day, we would use them during the maker fair, but more than that, we could have a three-season little village of retail. For some of these people who are unseen, they could rent these things and use them as shops and be able to lock them up, rent it for a weekend, for a month. One of the ideas was Sandy Lanasa and Larry Bro, who talked about sitting together, renting it, and doing that. So our two techs, people from TBA. But the reason it's important for you to know the full story and what we're planning is maybe you can't use it, but maybe you know somebody with the other 440 businesses, some sign makers, some florists. I mean, you name it, we have it in town. And we need the interest to keep us going and to put some focus down there so they don't keep getting trashed. Now, right now we have Mike Joyce from Turtle Lot, who's been overseeing the construction. We have one complete, even though now the glass has to be replaced and the doors have to be repaired. We have one that's almost complete and one that still needs some roofing. And so we have money, EDC has money set aside for this. We're just waiting for... Mike was waiting for spring and more consistent weather because he uses high school kids. And you can't plan to go next Tuesday because it might be 20 degrees next Tuesday. Right now we're coming into a season where you can plan. I've asked him to get going on buying materials so we don't lose. We have $4,200 set aside for building materials. Whatever he has to do with it, we don't want to lose that money and lose momentum on this project. That's the gist of it. Does anybody have any comments, questions? Gary.
So I hate to be Debbie Downer, but
but you will.
No, just constructive criticism. We talked about it before, the fence. Who chose? You know. It seems like these get done in town and not a lot of people have a chance to put their input. So you put all these nice buildings up with all their backs facing the river instead of opposed to putting them on the other side of the road facing the street. So when people go by, they go, oh, I wonder what that is.
Well, actually, the backs are facing the fence.
Yeah, the front
is facing the walkway because that's where people are going to go.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you're trying to promote this so people have an interest on what's going on. And I would have thought it would have been better to have them on the other side of the road facing Route 12. So when people drive by, they're not looking at buildings that are right up against the back of the fence. And then you have trees here, so there, it makes them even harder to look at.
Yeah, and the property, the way it's set up, it was more conducive to success to put it on the chain link side, because the other side we have the gazebo, and that gets used.
Yeah.
We have a few trees there. We have a place where the grass gets more narrow. Better not to be backed up against the river. UConn had given us UConn had done some work on this. As a matter of fact, they're going to give us a final presentation in a couple of weeks.
There are Rocky Swan students.
Oh.
That's long over. That's what the report is that's passed out.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Never mind.
Anyway, they had done a couple different, three different layouts for us. And this one seemed to be the best. Again, the back of it does face the fence, which faces Route 12, but it's because people will be coming along the walkway for the village, and you want to face the doors.
And what the rest of that answer, Gary, is that against that chain link fence, that whole strip, that's essentially dead space as recreational space. Like, you go into that park, are you going to sit up against the chain link fence? It's
I don't know. When they had the Waymaker Farm Fair, they had people on both sides of the road.
We do. So, but those are tents, right? Those come
yeah,
out
yeah,
tents.
Yeah, those are pop-up tents. All the ones made of wood were on the other side.
Right.
So the recreational value of Riverside Park as it is constructed is in the limited amount of grass that you have between the parking area and the river. So to put the structures there really renders it unusable as a park. So that was the motivation, which isn't to say that there aren't,
But you want to see some things visually from the road. So
yeah.
Maybe they can use a flag. Maybe we can do something with that.
If the backs of everything are facing a main road, and your concern obviously is that no one can see it, it's a low down road.
Yeah.
Obviously, there needs to be some kind of signage. I have to get myself into it, but yeah. There needs to be some kind of signage saying, "Hey, everybody, this is here. Come on in and check it out." It's not, because otherwise you're not.
Yeah, so banners are a great idea. I would suggest that what this discussion tonight that Brian and Dan are bringing up, as members of EDC, is the project has stalled. And part of the reason it has stalled is that it started with great enthusiasm. It got interrupted by COVID.
Right.
And because of that stall, it's now at risk. Right? If a larger group of people doesn't take some ownership of it and help to move it forward, at some point I, as a person who, is on staff, I have to say the risk was worth it and we continue, or the risk was not worth it and we pull the plug and we relocate the finished shed. And, that calculus has to come up fairly soon because the vandalism issue is now a problem. So what I have suggested to Dan and Brian, who will for TBA may be, and I've thought this all along, is the thing is most valuable when it's active. Now, at Town Hall, we can manage doing two or three large events a year. But as a business association, you guys can activate that space all the time. And we always find ourselves comparing ourselves to Putnam. Here's one thing that Putnam did do, and they started doing it during COVID, they backed off a little bit, is they were having weekly just sign up to be a tent vendor thing, right?
I've seen them, yeah.
Right? So, uh-huh. if you've got the pop-ups as the anchors, and you also have the space for the tent vendors, and TDA takes a piece of that, that is actually furthering your mission as a business association for these micro-entrepreneurs who are not going to be able to step into a conventional brick-and-mortar storefront. So it's building from the micro level up. I can ideate this stuff all day long, right? I can outline it, can write the checks for it, as long as we have budget, which for the time being, we do have a small budget. But the small group who's taken an interest in it is not enough to push it forward. So that's sort of why we wanted to bring it back up.
Okay, so I just want to say again, I pride myself on curb appeal. I used to own an ice cream shop in Oxford on Main Street. I painted a twilight magenta with one of those pink trim.
Oh, that was yours?
Be delicious. Yeah, that was all mine. Super successful. Curb appeal. Drive down Route 12. What's the curb appeal? An 8-foot chain link fence. If you think that's inviting, it's not inviting. And there's not even a sign, if there is, I haven't seen it, I've been living here 10 years, that says Riverside Park or whatever you call that place. I mean, I think curb appeal, I think the fence needs to go, and then, you know, or put a sign up. So I understand that there's challenges with the railroad, but I don't know why the fence.
And for right now, that's a separate issue, because it is something that we talk about when we're talking the subject of visibility, even of the field. We have community day, we have everybody in the field, you can't see it from Route 12. But that's a separate issue than trying to build 11th Village.
It's not unrelated, though. I mean,
it's not unrelated, but it's not the main issue. Right now the issue is, if somebody asks you, what's up with those huts? I want you to be able to say, well, here's what's going on with those. We want that. Here's the plan. They're going to, you know, mimic historic buildings in town. And, oh, by the way, you have a flower shop. Here's a chance for you to rent some space in season. Where before now you might say, oh, I don't know. I'll ask Kira because I don't know what's going on.
Is there a way to have, you know, you talk about pop-ups in Putnam. I mean, is there a way that you could, like, figure out, like, say, Saturday or Sunday, you know, those are big yard sale days. And there's not everybody has a place that they can have a yard sale or traffic. I don't know, maybe you could have it set up where, you know, once a month, twice a month, everybody could go down, like a little flea market type thing, Saturday and Sunday morning. That would get people used to the fact of, hey, that place is there. You know, instead of driving all the way down to Jewish City on a Sunday.
And that's what Kira is talking about.
That's
what Kira is talking about. Come up with ideas like that.
And we need somebody to take the lead and make it happen. Doesn't mean you have to do all the work, but somebody that has a good idea, that knows if we put the signs up and we put the banner across the road and we do this and we do that, then we're going to make it work. And personally, I mean, right now, there's not a budget to build 7 more sheds.
Right.
So we have to think about it, where it's at right now. There's 3 with $4,200 sitting there to get them finished. So if we get those 3 finished and looking good and then start creating a plan to get people in there every month, twice a month, and
I mean, for the yard sale thing, I mean, if you rent it out and they didn't have a table or something like that, they could, you know, rent those out for a space, and then, you know, but I mean,
I can tell you from a town point of view, an easy way to partner on it would be to have people sign up through the rec department software, right? That is very easy. I can't speak for the rec commission or the rec department, but I would feel pretty confident saying that Brian Liebensee would be happy to work an arrangement out like that, as the burden of the work doesn't fall on the recreation department, because they already have a task list. So the partnership has to be, you know, defined, real and reasonable for all parties. I don't really think this is a super heavy lift if there are people who are genuinely interested in doing it. But I can't let those things sit there in this condition for forever. You know, if as a municipal employee I have to choose which kind of egg on my face I'm going to have, is it the egg on my face that we took a small risk and it didn't work, or that we, you know, continue to throw good money after bad, I'm going to take the former. But I think that there is potential for this to be successful, and I think that TBA is a natural partnership.
We have a couple other comments.
Yeah, so I was thinking that other towns do, like, first Friday, second Saturday, whatever, and that might be something good. And if we kind of planned them coinciding with the music that they have, which is just, you know, it's minimal for the Thompson Rec when they do their little bands and stuff. That's like just the stage. It's not like taking up, there's not much else going on, I guess is my point. If we do them coincide with Thompson Rec, you probably would get more interest. I mean, I like going out on like a Friday or a third, like a, to make my weekend, or just, I don't know.
We attempted that last year when we tried to set up our expo during the first concert.
We didn't have a good turnout
of townspeople either.
Right.
Joe's got it.
Absolutely,
is
I agree.
Is attendance for only Thompson businesses?
No, it never was. It was always we had lower rates for rentals for in-house and then outside it was a slightly higher rate.
But because all the local towns, all the local towns open up to vendors everywhere.
Yeah.
So that may even draw more businesses.
Yeah, we could, if we did something like, once we get this going, well, we have WYNY-wide advertising. If we decided on a monthly yard sale or something, again, WYNY, Thompson Rec would advertise if we use their sign-ups. But the main thing is, you know what's going on, and you can tell the other 440 businesses to ask questions, try to support this. So that would be another way to build Main Street right now.
What insurance? So say we wanted to move forward and have the yard sale twice a month. What about insurance?
Well, our TBA insurance would cover that.
So it would be sponsored through TBA would be the sponsor.
We could do that.
Yeah, and I was going to say too, if we have somebody that's going to start organizing this, somebody that's willing to work on it, I think we could probably get a sign-up going on our website, too, right?
I think as far as getting people to know where it is and stuff like that, I think the yard sale or flea market type.
So we keep talking about the vandalism and all the things that are happening. I mean, Kristen, I called you when we were made aware that there was one of those. What is the town doing to protect these buildings as well as that park? You can walk through that park, you're going to find hypodermic needles, you're going to find dip balls everywhere. There is all kinds of activity going on in that park. Just like across the street from our office, down behind Drafters, down by the waterway, there's so much activity and nothing is getting done. And it's frightening because I wouldn't want our grandchildren playing there because I would be afraid for their health and for their safety. A child is gonna run and they're gonna get stuck with a needle. They're gonna fall and get cut with a dip bottle, because they're not all plastic. So what is the town doing with Connecticut State Troopers for the safety of that park as well as the 11th Village, for these buildings that everyone's working so hard to build and want to see, but I can say that I wouldn't want to leave any products.
Well, we've started discussing that in EDC, mm-hmm. The possibility of cameras, possibility of extending Wi-Fi from the town hall. We haven't gotten, at least at EDC, we haven't got much further than that. We did take a trip down to inspect the buildings just last week, because I had sent the EDC a message. I had gone and checked them and sent the EDC members a message after I talked to you guys last month. So, yeah, I mean, it's still in planning. We don't have anything solid yet. We're discussing.
Because we even asked the question when we got married in the gazebo there, because it was a disaster. It was gross. It was disgusting. And
the gazebo is usually a mess.
Who's going to clean this? And they said it's not our problem. Is the answer that I got. It's not our problem. It gets cleaned once a year, maybe twice a year. It's your problem.
Yeah, they clean it up in time for the Maker Fair and things like that. But
they are going to be power washing it soon, and I believe there is the gazebo itself.
Yeah.
And I believe there is also some money set aside in the Rec Commission to fix the soffit. It's pretty dilapidated. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
One of the questions that you pose is one of ongoing maintenance. For a number of years, again, in the budget process, it was proposed that, an extra person be hired to do at least seasonal maintenance in the park. And that's one of the things that's been pulled. Fairly consistently. So that's the answer that the town ends up giving, right, indirectly, is we understand that you want it, but what we're hearing is that people want to cut the budget. So that's an easy thing for them to cut. That's what gets cut.
I can tell you, my nephew cleaned for 2 days prior to our wedding. And the morning of our wedding, he was there Friday night cleaning. He took 3 garbage bags, just about the gazebo alone, out of there. We got there that morning as I went to go walk up to that gazebo. There were dip bottles and needles and trash and everything all over the place all over again. Yeah. And he had just been there the night before.
But I think that also goes to the resources that we're not utilizing. Teague has a program that has kids that are in trouble or need to do community services. That would be a great asset to get Howard and those kids out there, and I'm not throwing them under the bus, but those kids out there to clean that park up once a month because they have to do 10 hours of community service or whatever that looks like. It's any Saturday that can be done or whatever correlated with them. There's just not the awareness that that's even going on.
Yeah, high school too is community service.
Right, and I've been in contact with the high school as well as Teague for the Weekend Warriors, so I don't have a problem reaching out moving forward with that, but there are resources that I didn't know that Teague had a program like that, and I didn't know that the high school had, you know, volunteers and the hours needed to be filled until I started doing Weekend Warriors.
Yeah. Is there any way to put a gate at the end of the street that closes that opens this sunrise?
It doesn't matter a lot of walk.
Well, I'm just saying, at least you're not driving in, so
yeah.
After dark. It'd be kind of hard. I find it, you know, a little hard that somebody would drop or walk all the way down there to vandalize a building, or they could just drive it.
We also have all the kids in three rows that are, I mean, that's the time to
supervise. There are some.
You have some trouble there, too.
That create the increased likelihood of vandalism.
Right.
And one is we have a population of kids who not only are not necessarily coming from the best circumstances, have no good options,
right?
We're all teenagers,
and
some portion of teenagers is always going to be semi-destructive when they're bored, We have very little to offer. So, you know, part of that is what's the service that they can provide as community service, but the other is, you know, how can we make
things better for them
so that that's not the option that they're choosing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna ever succeed if it's all one or all the other.
Right.
Just saying how Putnam does it, every time there's an event, they put out a request for volunteers. We need to clean up the park for the marathon, the march run, whatever it is. So all throughout the year, there's teams of volunteers that pull out at different times.
There's a beautification event that's coming up. Why can't we do a beautification event in the 10 Thompson?
Well, we're in the middle of one, of course, for April cleanup, but yes, they should be ongoing, and I agree that before any one of these events, with a specific call to action, it would be good. I think, again, where you're running into maybe some stretching of resources, and this is why I have to say, you know, there's a role for the town offering the registration software, helping to coordinate some pieces, but if it's going to be an effort of the business association, because it promotes business and civic pride and all those other things, that, you know, part of that organization could and probably should flow from here too. You know, if somebody wanted to put together a sitting meeting around the topic, I'm happy to host it, you know, and help sort of put the organizational pieces together. That's one of the things I do well, including whatever role I have to play. You know, that is fine. What we have so far, a lot of people saying, this is a great idea, see ya. Or doing a very small thing to push it forward, but not wanting to own it.
So, I mean, that's a great offer. Thank you very much for that, Shira. I don't know if there's anybody else.
I suggest, is there a Boy Scout group in town?
Yeah. It's a good question.
There is through the high school. One of the teachers at the high school does it. I have no brain. The shop teacher does Boy Scouts.
What?
Mr. Joyce? I don't know. Maybe.
Mr. Joyce?
Maybe.
He's the one that's doing the sheds with the kids.
I don't think Mike does Boy Scouts.
I didn't think he did. He does work with the kids a lot.
I don't know.
Well,
We do have to move this along. Is there any other comments about this before we do? And then just the final thing, I don't know if, you know, it sounded like you think there's some value in it, you might be interested. If you want to work with Tira, Kim, I know that, you know, your business is that kind of thing, where you, so maybe we could get a committee started that wants to at least look into it and have a meeting, and we can see what happens. Thank you. Okay, so Missy.
Yes, ready.
Let's talk about Winnie.
Let's talk about Winnie. We have, so far we have, this month is booked, next month is booked. So on 418 we have Ryan LaJoy with Johnson and Associates. We have Gary Kettle coming in with Stump Removal. And then on 5-7 in May we have Nick Donahue for the lawn care that he does, and Gary Kettle again for the herb garden. And then on 6-20 even, I just noticed that Savage is signed up. So, anybody that wants to come on, come for June. You're going to be on with Sarah, you know, that'll be great. And we'll move forward after that.
You
know,
that's fantastic.
You hope you too, you're not signed up yet?
No, we got the lacking.
Well, I mean, I
did. Yeah, we just talked about it, so I'll go on there.
Perfect. Okay, so what is that?
June's
so, yeah, I think we're pretty booked. We show up in the morning about 7:30, we go on about 7:40. It's like 10 to 12 minutes, maybe a couple minutes more or less. It's wonderful. Gary's fantastic. I meet you there. It's a smooth, it's fun, and you get to talk about your business.
Yeah, and like I mentioned last week, go on to our website and you can actually see.
Oh, yeah, you can watch it live.
And you can see that we're not lying. It really is easy. Gary makes Gary makes it great.
Well, now, I mean, now there's going to be, it's like we're creating some competition here. People want to go. We're booked out for 3 months. I think last month we were still like, there was nobody.
It was like every week I was calling people to be do you want to come on with me?
That's fantastic. Gary, what's up?
So I was just throwing this out as an idea. So the business association is growing. And we're up to 63 members or whatever it is. There's 12 months, two slots, it's 24 people. So I don't know if it's a possible just to kick it around, if there's a chance to go on twice a month that gives it an opportunity for everybody to get on, or how's that going to happen when there's not enough slots? I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I'm a member is because that the last time I was on the radio, I got a 4-acre stump job. So I mean,
it works. So maybe I should talk to Gary about that and see how he does it with other associations.
Because Killingly goes every week, don't they? Or every other week? Even?
Every other?
I think every other week.
Okay. So that's
enough. I assume that that's okay to play with Gary. So
oh, of course.
It's just your contract and have. Yeah. He's got room to expand it.
I'm sure
he'll
be able to.
So I just want to sort of.
That's, maybe we'll talk to Gary about it next week, and we'll just. And then next, you tell us what it would look like next month, and we'll make a decision.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay. So now, are you doing Weekend Warrior?
Sure.
What do you have?
I'm doing Weekend Warrior no matter what I do, right? There's not a lot to report. We are still feeding kids. We are continuing the seniors through the summer, even though the kids will stop. The senior program part of that has been a huge success and a huge weight off the seniors' shoulders. So instead of stopping, that was supposed to stop, I think, last month or this month, the seniors were supposed to stop. We're going to do it and go through the summer is the plan at this point. There seems to be plenty of funding to do that. I don't know what's in the accounts because Sandy didn't get that to us, but... all that good stuff. National Honor Society is coming on April 19th, next Wednesday, to rearrange the room and do the stocking of the shelves and kind of that game plan. They're planning on doing that once a month at least with us, so that way that's something off the rest of our plates.
So do you give them a plan to follow?
I'll be there with them. We'll just kind of get it done. We'll go from there as the first one versus the next one, first time for everything. We are still meeting every Tuesday from 4 to 7 at the mill. If you guys can make it, it's great. If you shoot me a text and just say, hey, I'm planning on coming, but it's not till 5 because I'm at work till 5:30 or whatever that looks like, so that if it's a day that I am overwhelmed and don't have to be there, I don't want to be there or don't need to be there kind of a thing. I do want to get to the point where we're doing 3 or 4 weeks in one, so maybe we're only meeting twice a month on Tuesdays, especially with the warmer weather and the summer coming. People are going to be committed with vacations and everything they've got going on. So definitely look into that. And then next Thursday would be the day to deliver to the seniors. So if anybody has availability next Thursday afternoon into the early evening to deliver, besides the ones that already are doing that, we definitely could use lots of hands, make it a lot easier. I know on Tuesdays, Bethany and I were talking about it on our ride to Manchester yesterday, that the number really needs to be about six people every Tuesday to fill the bags to run kind of an efficient program. Couple runners, couple fillers, couple, you know, at minimum, so.
And then, when we have six people, I'm not even to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But when we have six people there, it's great. It's fun. It's mm-hmm. well-oiled machine.
And it seems to go by very quickly, about an hour, hour and a half, and we've got 2 weeks worth of bags done. You know, and it's done, it's efficient. Systems are in place now, so processes are moving forward, and Sandy's coming off taxis, and it takes stuff off my plate, which is fantastic.
yeah.
But definitely still need the help, so any Tuesday, shoot me a text. Let me know you're going to definitely be there kind of thing, and go from there.
Okay. Moving on. Celeste and Chris. Okay.
As far as the golf tournament, and the golf tournament is a major money maker for the Weekend Warrior project, so we're getting that ramped up now. Again, it's September 15th, it's a Friday at 1 o'clock. We're looking for sponsors, and I feel, because I've got to bring sponsorship papers, but I don't feel like a loser, so.
You are something.
So I will email them out to everybody so that you have one for yourselves, as well as possibly anybody else that you can get to sponsor. Again, we're looking, you know, for the sponsors, T sponsors, players, or anybody,
corporate sponsors,
or anybody who just wants to donate. You know, I mean, it's a, and we all hear every month about how, and through other sources like email, how important it is to this town to feed the kids and all these elders. So we just want to keep making it grow, and we look for your help to do that through those different ways. As I said, I'll get those out to you, and I apologize for that. I don't know if you can have it.
Yep, that's a couple things. So this week, Chris and I were at Price Chopper picking up the meeting for the seniors that'll go out this week, and talked to the manager, and he's actually going to do some things for our golf tournament for additional things to go into our bags. He's going to reach out to Pepsi and Coke and some of those other vendors to be able to put things in our goodie bags. We might, for excess, we'll bring it over to the Weekend Warrior program and get that taken care of. If anybody wants to volunteer, she's our lady.
Right here. I signed you up.
She signs you up. She puts you on your job that you want to do. You say, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. This is your person. She's going to get you signed up for that. We're hearing from many more people, as Chris said, that don't know about the program, don't know about Weekend Warrior program. So when I talk to them about the golf tournament, they're like, what is it? What is the Weekend Warrior program? So we've been educating a ton of people about it, with getting some more sponsorship and some more activity going in about that. Our next meeting is April 27th here at the library, 5:30.
So Celeste, with that video that was made about that, it was really great. They had it at the Maybe we can have a link and tell someone to go to it, because it kind of wraps up. And they can watch that at leisure.
Well, and I think we have a Weekend Warrior Facebook page or some sort of stuff on our website.
We also have a page on the website, tbaconnect.com/Weekend Warrior. So if there is something there, I can add to it.
So we can put that video.
There's a video.
Yeah, I just think it'd be easy to tell people, look, if I can't, if what I'm saying isn't enough, people go watch this.
Yep. Plus, bring visibility to TV.
Yeah, and it has the kids on. It's a great video.
Yep.
Cool.
And maybe just do a little adaptation to the video and show a little bit of our seniors. You know, Dan's constantly posting some really adorable pictures with his niece and nephew going out there teaching the young ones about this program and teaching them
about community service, and it's huge and it's great, and I love seeing it. And you know what? I love seeing our seniors so happy to see those kids, but they're just hugging them in those pictures. It's great. But also keep in mind, too, is when we are doing food deliveries, if we do have any change in status of any of our people, Chris and I, in one of our homes, we've lost one of our people. We still will deliver to the wife, but, you know, we're going to drop a sympathy card in their bag so that she knows that we're thinking about her and that we're not just, here's your food, see you later. But these are people that need us, that want us, and care about us because we're helping them.
Yep, absolutely. All set?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing on tap for the special orders is the mixers. And when I talked to Danny at Milltown Grill a couple weeks ago, he seemed super excited about it, but yet he still has not given me a commitment. So I'm thinking about going over there. I'm going over there tonight, I guess. I don't know if anybody's going to join me, but the more the merrier. And and he probably won't be there tonight, but we'll do a little video of all of us there, and we'll send it to him and tell him that we'll put the fire in his pants, try to get him to make a commitment. And then Pit Stop has already signed up for the next one, so we're good with that. And I know as soon as Sandy gets done with her tax duty, she's gonna kick it in, because I know she really likes being involved in planning the picture. So we'll get that going. But that's about it for me tonight. Are there any special announcements? Does anybody have any announcements?
I have a question. I haven't been here for a few months, so I didn't know. But a gentleman came in about the bike race.
Yep.
And he talked about, when he was here, he talked about a bandana with a map of the town and all the businesses on the map.
Yeah.
I never heard anything more about it. I never saw a flyer go out. Did he not?
They ran last week or the week before, didn't they?
Yeah, no, they did the bicycle, but I mean, they didn't, they had the bike race, but nothing more happened.
They had sent out an email, and I replied to them asking for some more input. And I know they were like overwhelmed because they got an influx of riders at the last minute, and they were having problems just keeping up with it. So maybe that's what happened, but I tried to respond and work with them to get some of the restaurants involved, and they didn't follow up with me, and
okay,
and
I was just curious.
Went away. I never heard any more about it. So
no, I was just curious. So.
What?
I have one thing that I think maybe we should discuss or bring up.
Okay.
So we did the pasta dinner. Everybody knows that was a great hit for the Weekend Warriors. We have the availability to do that again, or chicken barbecue, or brisket, or whatever kind of food menu that we want to do. I don't want to do it too close to the golf tournament because I know that that's a huge sponsor for Weekend Warrior, and I don't want to take away from that. We had talked about, I think Dan and I and Sandy talked about maybe doing a chicken barbecue, maybe trying to do a car show, or some sort of other draw to it being the warmer weather. Is that something we want to do? Does anybody have any ideas or suggestions? Is that something we could do, maybe get the Legion to do the food, but do it in the park?
They can't prepare the food.
Well, no, but we could transport it from A to Z. It's 2 feet down the road.
The water health won't let you transport.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
I have no idea.
That my thought was the Legion would do the food like they did last time,
right.
But then they can't transport it. But so why can't we do something at the Legion with tents in the back, possibly? Or
that's what they said, the Legion. So it's just a matter of all we would have to do is go down there and tell them we want to do it.
But I guess my question is that something we want to do again, or do we want to wait till later in the season after the golf tournament, do it like a spaghetti dinner at Christmas time, or that season? Like, are we doing them too much? Are we asking for too much money too fast? You get what I'm, that's where my
concern is. It might be better to wait till the fall after the golf tournament's over, something like that. I mean,
I'm just thinking. I mean, I don't know where else's opinion is. That's why I was thinking.
How about a pop up Saturday where you do pop up vendors and the chicken barbecue all at the same time?
Right. Yeah.
you know, just yeah. They'll let us through like the pop-up yeah. tents and the parking lot and stuff like that.
They had a good event at the Legion before that I've been to. They had all kinds of people popped up selling stuff. It was kind of
went well.
It was
great. They filled that backyard.
And
yeah.
I know, yeah. I think I mentioned yes. the second one, because they did talk about the car show.
The pool table was not. I don't know about their pool table.
I know a couple pool sharks.
Which would be nice.
I didn't know if that would be something that you would be involved with. The car show.
Yeah, well, they had businesses at one time, that whole lot of the Legion, and they had food, and that's what we would be talking about there. They've done car cruises there, but this particular one was just vendors.
Right.
Like a maker.
Well, I know the car, when we were leaving the there, they were talking about it, the car show idea came up, they talked about the Legion mentioned.
Yeah.
I think if that's something that you want to do for the weekend warrior, all you're going to do is go down to the Legion and ask them and tell them and fit
I'm
in.
I'm not saying we have to do it. I just was looking for everyone else's input. Like, we have the core 10 of us or so that always are giving input and feedback, but I feel like there's 65 of us or so and that are not giving feedback or not don't know where to give feedback. You know what I mean? So that's why I brought it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's out there. See what happens.
Stop the universe now.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody, any other announcements before we wrap this thing up?
No. I'm going to Sandy's if anybody needs me to run anything.
Yeah. Anybody got last minute taxes?
Right. Our extension
is still be on extension.
If anybody does want to get involved in organizing the meeting, my email is the easiest thing in the world to remember, right? It's planner@bostonct.org. So, you know, I will put that together based on who comes out.
Well, I mean, I think we have you three sitting right there next to each other. Well, at least if we get started, something. Send the email out to everybody and see if anybody else is interested. You know?
Yeah, just a matter of.
I mean, I have all the email addresses for the whole TBA in my, you know, I can just type in TBA and they all populate. So, you know.
Yeah, so what I'll do is all I want to say.
Business card drawing. Who's going to draw it? Everybody's
going to
draw
it.
Mine.
You have one there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shiny one.
Eva Marie. All right. So. I would love this meeting. No, wait, this meeting's adjourned at 6 p.m. Thank you for coming, Charles. Does anybody want to go to Middletown?
And,
I might go after I'm out, but I'm not going to go. Are you taking this? I'm going to take one of the
I don't know. How are you well?
I'm going to charge you for the activation chapter. My chapter. Okay.
You too. Thanks for coming, man.